Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This coming spring marks 40 years since the end of the war in Vietnam. In April 1975, as Americans were airlifted out of Saigon, South Vietnamese who had been loyal to the U.S. were desperate to be evacuated as well, before the approaching North Vietnamese troops moved in. A new film, Last Days in Vietnam, chronicles those final hours, when snap decisions by U.S. officials about who stayed and who got out meant the difference between life and death.
We were dealing with an ambassador who was just convinced that somehow there wouldn't have to be an evacuation and therefore there wouldn't have to be a concern about evacuating South Vietnamese.
These people were dead men walking. Sometimes there's an issue not of legal and illegal, but right or wrong.
We spoke with the filmmaker Rory Kennedy, the youngest of the late Senator Robert Kennedy's children, about her lifelong interest in the Vietnam War and why she pursued this story, the chaos of the final 24 hours of the U.S. withdrawal from Saigon.
I think a lot of us are familiar with the iconic image of the helicopter on what we think is the embassy, with the Vietnamese desperately getting on board and trying to get out of the country. But I think very few of us are really familiar with the story of what actually happened and what led to that desperate moment.
And so ultimately, after you started doing your research, what was the story you decided to try and tell and why?
You know, I started uncovering these really extraordinary stories of Americans and South Vietnamese who went against U.S. policy, which at that point was really to just get the Americans out of the country, and did what they could to save as many South Vietnamese as possible.
Stuart Harrington is one of those Americans who ignored U.S. policy. An Army captain stationed in Saigon in April 1975, he transported South Vietnamese Army officials and their families to an airbase so that they could fly out of the country.
I had told them, when you hear three thumps, that means hold the baby's mouths, don't breathe, don't talk, don't make any noise, because we're going through the gatepost. I saluted in uniform as a captain of the United States Army. The guard waved me through, and I drove straight out to the flight line to an aircraft that was awaiting.
How did you find the folks that were involved in this, and how difficult was it to convince them to share their recollections of that traumatic time?
Well, I think a lot of them didn't really consider what they had done as necessarily heroic. They just did what they thought was right, having committed these really extraordinary acts of courage and really saving so many South Vietnamese. This film documents about 130,000 South Vietnamese got out during those last couple weeks, and about half of them got out through the efforts of the people in our film.
So, given the present, the situation in Afghanistan, and the coming larger U.S. roles against ISIS in Iraq and Syria, we asked Kennedy about lessons from the film that might be applicable today.
I think there are a few lessons that I've certainly taken away from the experience of making this film. One is that by April 1975, where you know the events unfold that you see in the film Last Days in Vietnam, there were very few good options available to both the people on the front lines and to the U.S. government. And what that says to me is that the time and place to really have control is in starting these engagements in the first place, engagements, wars, conflicts. The questions that I think the film raises, though not directly, I think are very relevant. What is the exit strategy? What are our long-term goals? What is the impact going to be on the people who are on the front lines of this?
And is that partially why you think there's an appetite for your film right now? Because although it's about an episode 40 years ago, in some ways it still feels quite present.
I think it is touching a nerve a little bit with people and sparking interest in this film because of its relevance.
Rory Kennedy, thank you very much for speaking with WBUR. We very much appreciate it, and good luck with this as it goes on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you giving it some attention. It's nice talking to you.
Rory Kennedy, filmmaker and daughter of Robert F. Kennedy. Her documentary, Last Days in Vietnam, premieres locally tonight at the Kendall Square Cinema in Cambridge. The film runs through September 25th. Our thanks to American Experience Films for the excerpts we heard this morning. Our story was produced by WBUR's Shannon Dooling.